The following item is taken from Infotech magazine, the audio publication from Brian Hartgen. If you like this article and you want to find out more about Infotech, you can visit Brian's website at www.hartgen.org. That's www.hartgen.org.
The Royal National Institute for the Blind of the United Kingdom have given the first of their Accessible Web Design Icon Awards to Tesco.com, the website belonging to one of the largest national supermarket chain stores in Britain. It appears that some people felt that the mainstream Tesco.com online store, from where people can buy groceries, clothing, books, CDs and many other items, was difficult for them to use. Tesco therefore worked with the RNIB to develop an online shopping solution which is accessible to visually impaired people. The work has culminated in the production of a site which is separate to, but runs alongside, the mainstream site which seeing individuals would normally use. This has caused some controversial comment among some blind and partially sighted people, and we'll talk about that shortly. As some Main Menu listeners will know, I produce a magazine entitled Infotech, focusing upon the subject of information technology. I produced a report about the Tesco Access site for Infotech magazine. While the subject matter is primarily UK-orientated, it does highlight global concerns surrounding the accessibility of websites for blind and partially sighted people. Let's pick up the Infotech article then, when I begin to talk about the reasons why some potential users of Tesco's services considered that a special site was inappropriate. People felt the special site would not reflect the content of the conventional site, and that they would be denied access to the full range of goods. The second contentious issue was that we as visually impaired people were being segregated by having to use the Access site. One of the reasons which seems to have been cited for this approach being adopted is that it was apparently very difficult to create a website which is visually pleasing and accessible. State-of-the-art screen reading technology allows first-class access to web pages, which were previously considered to be difficult to use. However, there are advocates who maintain that we must remember that some people are still using old technology, which doesn't offer the sophistication the modern screen readers bring to us, and that sites should be equally usable from that standpoint. Given that this is a special site for visually impaired people, it would be reasonable to commence this demonstration with the expectation that the site should be very usable with a wide range of access technology. And that's what I've done. I have tested the site with a range of screen readers and specialist web browsers available to me, and I'll make some comments about this as we go. Having gone through the process of making purchases on both the special site, www.tesco.com/access, and the mainstream one, tesco.com, my overall impressions are that the Access site is much easier to use, especially for someone who is new to shopping on the net. But it seems to give less information than is available to sighted people. There are also features of the Access site which make shopping online a slower process for experienced users. And there are aspects of it which, interestingly, make it more difficult for people with older technology to use the site effectively. With both sites, as with the majority of internet stores, you are required, of course, to register with them. This is achieved by filling in a simple form, giving your name, email address, a password for logging into the site in future, and your postal address. This last item is particularly important, since the site needs to establish whether you have a Tesco store located near to you, which can deliver the goods. This local store is responsible also for the checkout process, which I'll get to later. Once this has been done, the most noticeable difference between the two sites is the amount of information from their respective start pages. On the Access site, because the authors have conformed to strict guidelines, the site contains text only with no frames. There are 9 links on the page inviting you to search for products, view help information, view your favourite items, consisting of items you've purchased previously, view your shopping basket and proceed to the checkout, amend your personal details, etc. So it is kept as simple and as easy to use as possible. There's really nothing at all to worry about. The mainstream site title page has 161 links. The reason for this is that the reader is being encouraged to take advantage of special offers and a wider product range. It would appear that Tesco have a variety of warehouses which sell considerably more products than can be found in your local store. Each of these has a link from the mainstream site, and pressing enter on any one of them will take you to the warehouse you've chosen. For example, there is a music warehouse selling apparently every CD and minidisc on current release in the UK. There are warehouses for wine, electrical goods, and fashion, to name but 3. There are considerable savings to be made in these warehouses too. From the home page, you can also find out about Tesco's personal finance scheme, a list of local stores, and a whole variety of special offers. One of the things I love about shopping on the internet is that, as blind people, we get to learn about goods available in stores that we didn't know existed before, and also savings we can make. It seems that the mainstream site caters for this need more effectively than the Access site. Granted, there are links to limited suggestions on the Access site, for example through the Shopping Ideas link, but certainly by looking at the conventional site, you get a considerably broader picture as to what's going on. Let's put comparisons aside for the moment though, because I'm going to take you through what would happen if you made a purchase on the Access site. I've logged into the site by entering my email address and password from the 2 edit boxes near the top of the home page. And now I'm sitting in the official start page, if you like, and I'm going to read the contents of this page.
Access site logo. Please select a link department in order to view the aisles.
Please select a department in order to view the aisles. So the idea is that the Tesco site is broken down into different units. You have departments, first of all. You have aisles, obviously, in those departments. Then you have shelves in each aisle. And then you eventually get to the goods. In most cases, that's certainly how it works.
Alternatively, search for a product. Edit box.
So here we have an edit box, and you'll find these near the top of most pages. You are able to type in a particular product that you're looking for into this edit box, rather than browsing the individual departments, aisles, shelves, etc. Certainly, if you knew the name of the product, then this would be the way to go, and you would get a list of results which matched your description. But we're not going to do that, we're just going to keep going.
Button search.
There's the search button, so when you've typed in what you want to enter into the edit box, you could effectively tab to the search button and press enter to get the results list.
Or why not try our link quick start product lists or link shopping ideas.
Okay, I mentioned those earlier. They are suggestions of things that you can find in each aisle or particular product recommendations from Tesco.
Department listings.
Now, eventually we get to the meat of the thing, because we're getting to the department listings.
Link Baby. Link Bakery and Cakes. Link Beer, Cider and Alka-Pops. Link Biscuits. Link Books and Stationery. Link Breakfast. Link CDs, Videos and DVDs. Link Clothing Basics. Link Cooking Ingredients. Link Crisps and Sweets. Link Dairy, Eggs and Milk. Link Electrical and Car Care. Link Frozen Foods. Link Fruit and Vegetables. Link Healthcare. Link Hot Drinks. Link Household. Link Meat, Fish and Poultry. Link Mobile Phones. Link Newspapers and Magazines. Link Pet Care. Link Ready Meals. Link Soft Drinks. Link Spirits. Link Tins, Packets and Jars. Link Topicanist. Link Toiletries. Link Wines.
And those are all the departments in the store. At the bottom of the page you get a list of repeated links, which they call main links. And they are things like view your shopping basket and proceed to checkout, view your order history, help, etc. What we'll do while we're here, before we select a category, we'll just check the title bar.
Search for products Microsoft Internet Explorer maximized.
Because, of course, a lot of visually impaired people do check the title bar to ascertain where they are. We'll keep checking it as we go through the site and see how we get on, but what I'm going to do is go to the cakes department.
Link bakery and cakes.
Bakery and cakes, there we go, and I'll press enter on that.
Access site logo, please select an aisle link in order to view.
Now, this is where it gets a little bit annoying for experienced users. Let's go to the top of the page.
Top.
And we'll have a look at what we've got.
Access site logo.
We've got the logo again.
Please select an link aisle in order to view the shelves. Alternatively, search for a product. Edit box. Button search. Or why not try our link quick start product lists. Or link shopping ideas. Link main links. The bakery and cakes department.
And eventually we get to what exactly we want, the bakery and cakes department. Most of that information is repeated at the top of every single page when you're searching for products. And this makes it very annoying because screen reader manufacturers have introduced features where you can skip past repeated data at the top of the page. But this is assuming that the items are linked. So what happens is you can execute a keystroke in your screen reader, and that will jump past all the links at the top of the page, and it will look for non-linked text, consisting of a number of lines and appropriate line lengths that are specified by the user. Now with this site, you can't actually do that because the items are not linked at all. A lot of it is plain text. And this is one of the reasons I like frames so much, because if they'd have put that in a frame by itself, a frame, by the way, is a designated portion of the screen containing specific information, such as contact details or repeated information of the kind that we've got here, then there wouldn't have been a problem, because it's no big deal for anybody, even a person who's not so experienced at using the internet, to just press Control and Tab to skip past the first frame of repeated data. And then they could get to the bakery and cakes aisle. Now, granted, there is another way of doing this. If we go back to the top of the page.
Top.
And I start tabbing through the links.
Link aisle.
You'll see that the first link is labelled aisle. Okay, so if we press enter on that, hopefully our screen reader should jump us down to where the bakery and cakes aisle starts, because this is what is called a same page link. In other words, it doesn't take you to a new page on the site, it takes you to a specific point on the page. It's a bit further down. Before I do that, though, and I'm going to test the reliability of this, I'm just going to check that title bar.
Search for products Microsoft Internet Explorer maximized.
And it says exactly the same as we heard before. So what I'm saying to you here is don't rely on the text in the title bar to give you a guide as to where you are, because it is consistent all the way through. It doesn't tell you what aisle you're in, what shelf you're looking at, and so on. All you get is search for products, Microsoft Internet Explorer maximized, or whatever browser you're using. More care and attention needs to be paid to the text in the title bar. With other internet stores, you do get a clue as to where you are, and it's a very useful thing to be able to do. Anyway, I'll press enter on this same page link.
Cakes link, cream cakes.
And we should be.
Link red, link cakes.
You see, Window Eyes hasn't actually jumped me to the right place, so that argument about using that particular link has no foundation, really, unfortunately, because, as I say, I'm actually in the middle of the aisle at the moment. I'm not at the start of the aisle.
Link Rotate Cakes, the bakery and cakes department.
Okay, I had to arrow up a few times there in order to get to the right space. So now I am assured of being in the right place. I'm at the start of the bakery and cakes aisle. I'll arrow down and see what we've got.
Link Rotate Cakes, link red, link cakes, link cream cakes and desserts. Link lands and pastry. Link in-store bakery. Link organic bakery and cakes. Link rolls. Main links.
Okay, and when you get to that phrase, main links, that means you're at the end of the aisle. I'm going to select a birthday cake. It's my birthday next month, so I could buy one for myself, couldn't I?
Link birthday cakes.
And I press enter on that.
Access site logo, please select a shelf link in order.
Okay, we're being invited to select a shelf this time, but we've got all this extraneous information at the top of the page, which I'll just quickly arrow down.
Or link or link shelf link the birthday cake aisle.
Here we go.
Link special occasion cakes.
Special occasions.
Main links.
And that's all we've got. So presumably,
link special occasion cakes.
That's the one we must go for.
Access site logo, look through the products list, or select one of the following links up.
Okay, let's have a look through the products.
The special occasion cake shelf. There are 33 products in this list. This is page 1 of 2. Link page 1. Link page 2.
Okay, so there are 33 items in the list, and understandably, they can't get all of them on the page. And this is a fairly common approach to adopt on a web page. They've given you links here to page 1 and page 2. Okay, but if you just arrow down, you'll continue to get the first portion of the list on page 1.
Button add selected products to basket.
So the first thing we've got is add selected products to basket. You don't need to use that particular button because there is another one further down the page anyway. It just gives you a little bit of choice there, which is quite nice.
Table 1 starts 26 rows, 5 columns.
Now we've got a table. You can either use your special table navigational keys, if your screen reader has those, or you can just continue to arrow down the page. It's up to you, really.
Description. Price. Each kg. Quantity. Comments. Beryllium Manor Hearsay Cake 7 inch. 7.99. Each. Quantity. Edit box quantity. Comment. Edit box customer note.
Here we've got a hearsay cake. I don't know if that's anything to do with the pop group or not, but we know it's a 7 inch cake, 7 inches in diameter. And we also know
7.99
that the price is £7.99. Well, I think I can run to that. I think that'd be all right. And further down the page, just here, we've got an edit box into which you have to enter the quantity that you want. In other words, how many of these hearsay cakes do you actually want? Well, I only want one, so I'll enter that in a moment. But what's particularly disappointing about this particular layout is that you'll notice, with most shopping sites, when you actually want to purchase something, what you have to do is you can tab through the links of items on a page if you want to, because each item on the page is hyperlinked, okay? And what you do is you press enter on the particular link to add it to your shopping basket. What you have to do here, though, is you obviously have to arrow down the page, and you have to fill the quantities in as you go. With a lot of older technology, they rely very much on your ability to be able to tab through the various links. And this is because the older technology doesn't give you the ability to browse through the web page in quite the nice way that we've come to expect from the modern screen readers. Now, with such technology, if you were to tab through the links on a conventional site, you would hear the names of the items being announced. But of course, if you tab through this site,
edit box customer note, edit box quantity, edit box customer note, edit box quantity, edit box customer note, edit box quantity.
I don't need to go on, but you're going to hear those edit boxes being announced by pressing the tab and shift and tab keys, and it's going to make no sense to you at all as to what the items should be. You're certainly not going to be able to interact with them in any way, and it's going to make it all rather difficult. For example, when I was using earlier versions of JAWS on this page, and also HAL for Windows version 4.5, it did make it very difficult to fill out this form and get the relevant number of items that I actually wanted with absolute 100% assurance that I was selecting the right item. Now, fortunately, for the purposes of this demonstration, I am using WindowEyes version 4.1, and consequently with JAWS 3.7, you would have no difficulty with this whatsoever.
Beryllium Manor Hearsay Cake 7 inch.
So I've got my hearsay cake, and I'm going to arrow down.
7.99.
It's 7.99.
Each. Quantity. Edit box quantity.
And I'm going to press enter.
MSA mode off. Edit box. Quantity.
To come out of MSA mode, you'll need to press enter to go into JAWS Forms mode. And I'm going to type 1 in there. And now what I'm going to do is turn MSA mode back on again.
MSA mode on. Comment.
And I'm back in the same place. Now, if your screen reader has a find function, I would get it to find the word basket rather than tabbing all the way through, which I'll just do now and press enter.
Found. Button add selected products to basket.
Okay, because we would have quite a lot of tabs to do, but we're there now. I'm going to press enter on the button.
MSM mode off. Button. Add selected products to basket. Access site logo. You added one product to your basket table. One star, two rows, three columns.
Okay, and now it's giving me the information that I've added to the basket.
Access site logo. You added one product to your basket. Table 1 star, 2 rows, 3 columns. Quantity, product, price, 1 item of Beverly Manor. Here's a cake 7 inch. 7.990. Table 1 end. Link back to previous list. Link search for products.
Okay, so you can go back to the previous list of birthday cakes if you wanted to do that.
Link view your favorite items. Link view your shopping basket and proceed to checkout.
That's what I want to do.
Access site logo. How do I use this page? Button update basket. Table 1 start 3 rows 4 columns. Quantity. Product. Price. Total. Edit box 1. Beverly Manor. Here's a cake 7 inch. 7.99. The estimated total cost of this basket is 7.99. There is an additional 5.00 delivery charge.
So there's an extra £5 delivery charge. So I wouldn't recommend just ordering this one item, because it would make it quite an expensive cake. But obviously, if you were doing a whole range of shopping, it would be absolutely ideal. If you've changed your mind and you want to remove the cake from the shopping basket, it's just simply a matter of tabbing to the quantities edit box, which we've just passed, putting 0 in the basket rather than 1, and then you can tab to the Update Basket button and press Enter, and it will tell you that you've got nothing left in the basket or that the cake has been removed. So that's really good. But now we come on to the really good part of the site, the bit that I really, really do like. And we're just going to tab...
Button Update Basket. Link Check Out Your Order.
...to the Check Out Your Order link.
Access site logo. How do I use this page? The estimated cost of your basket, including delivery charges, 12.99.
That's fair enough.
Please select a delivery slot from the drop-down list.
Obviously, a lot of internet stores do rely on the conventional postal system or a courier service to deliver your goods. But obviously, that's not the case with the Tesco site, because it's relying on the store which is nearer to you. Now, mine happens to be in Prescott, Merseyside. That's the closest one. What you can do is select a date and time for the goods to be delivered, and this is absolutely brilliant. What you've got is a combo box here.
Combo box 29 July 2001, 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock.
And at the moment, I'm recording this on the 28th of July, and I've missed all the slots for today. In fact, I haven't, because I've asked for some goods to be delivered today. So hopefully they should be arriving in a couple of hours, actually. You can arrow down this combo box.
MSA mode off. Combo box.
I have to turn MSA mode off first, and I'll arrow down.
29 July 2001, 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock.
So
two
I can have it...
296.
Okay, I can have it delivered between 10 and 12 tomorrow morning if I want to, within a two-hour time frame.
29 July 2001, 11 o'clock, 13 o'clock. 29 July 2001, 12 o'clock, 14 o'clock.
Okay, so you get the idea, and that's really brilliant. It's fantastic. So what you would do, once you've chosen your available time slot, you would tab...
Edit box, credit card name.
And you would fill in your credit card details, the name of the person on the card, the issue number, if appropriate, and the card number. And there are two combo boxes for the expiry month and the expiry year as well. I had one little problem when I made my first purchase and I entered my credit card details. It actually came up with an error. It said object variable or with block variable not found, and I didn't understand what that meant, and it kept doing this for several hours. So what I had to do is call the free phone helpline, and you can get that information from the help section of the website. And after some investigation, they actually found that the store near to me, the Prescott store, had been knocked offline for some reason. And they are responsible for the checkout process. It comes down to your local store. So because that was offline, I couldn't get my credit card details through. Fortunately, within a few hours after that, it was possible to get them through, and that was absolutely fine. Went through without any difficulty, and you get an email just to verify what you've purchased. So that's how easy the Access site is to use. but I still think they've got quite a bit of work to do in order that the authors can really fulfil their objective, which is to make the site totally accessible to visually impaired people. I'm not saying that obviously we don't welcome the initiative of making a site accessible. I actually believe personally that you can create a visually pleasing site and make it accessible as well. I don't believe that that's not possible. But if the access site is the preferred solution, then I think there's still a little way to go in order to make it just right. Well, that concluded the InfoTech item. Shortly after I recorded that, I was told of another organisation who had adopted a similar access approach, i.e. developing a separate site. This is the Royal Mail, who provide our national postal services here in Britain. The first link on the page takes you to the special access site for people with disabilities. Again, there is much more information on the conventional site than the access version. Good examples would be the shop, where you can buy items from the Royal Mail, and there's also advice for businesses using the postal system. These areas and a lot more are not reflected on the access site. There are no flaws in the mainstream site from an accessibility perspective, as far as I can determine, so I do question why a special version is needed. This is why I wanted to let Main Menu have my article on this subject. To reiterate, of course, as a totally blind person, I do want sites to be accessible, but I am concerned at the direction some organisations are taking, with, in some cases, assistance from charities who are meant to be batting for us. It is quite possible to shop effectively using the internet, even with some older screen reading technology, and we must not be conditioned into thinking that mainstream sites are inaccessible, because clearly that is not the case. Hopefully this may generate some discussion on some of the mailing lists, and if so, I look forward to reading it. Thanks very much to Jonathan for giving me the opportunity to produce this item for Main Menu. From me, Brian Hartran, goodbye for now, and I hope to speak to you again very soon.